Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us, whether it's on the AI leak, Facebook, a.k.a. Meta, has had their AI technology leaked out publicly, and it's hit 4chan, so it's only a matter of time now before we start to see some interesting applications spring out from that. Perhaps some uncensored chatbots will soon be available online, which could be fun. Here tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We have Crichton on the line here. He called in about the one of the other big stories out there right now, which is, of course, the potential, maybe likely, arrest of Donald Trump as soon as tomorrow. At the very least, that is what Trump said on his Truth Social account over the weekend. And so if he's expecting it to happen tomorrow, and you've also got the Manhattan Criminal Court is putting up barricades around its courthouse expecting massive protests, that's an indicator that if it ain't coming tomorrow, it's coming real soon. And Crichton, you called in tonight to say that, and please, I seems like I've misunderstood you, so correct me if I'm wrong here, that you don't think that presidents should be subject to arrest for things.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm presenting it well either. Again, this is not... it's not what I think should be. I think this is dealing with the world that it is because we have a presidency and because these presidents and these presidential candidates that we have tend to represent entire blocks of society from a political perspective.
Well, I think they do. That's not what they do, though. They don't represent society. They represent their interests, their buddies.
They do, but there is entire blocks of the voting public that believe that they are represented by different individuals.
True.
Let's take Trump out of the picture. Let's put Hillary Clinton in place. That she inarguably has created error crimes of her own, and because of the ruling that out of the time, she was given a pass for what she did with the email server,
yeah,
which is a comparable problem. So we
it is, but an average person who would have been, you know, guilty of something like this would be in prison still to this day.
Isn't that more of a problem than the problem of arresting a president? I don't get what the problem of arresting somebody. It causes me, anytime we talk about these people, it causes me to say something that's like against my actual principles. Like, I don't really think that paperwork should be a crime, but I just think that since these people are criminals, it's, if they're going to use their own system, if the system has to exist, these people should be arrested.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that confusing arrest and jail time versus being prosecuted. I don't have any problem with them being prosecuted for state crimes.
What if they're found guilty?
Then they should go to jail.
Wait a minute. Well, why does it matter whether they get arrested or not? If you're okay with them being prosecuted, why do you care if the process of them getting handcuffs potentially put on them and stowed in the back of a police cruiser and taken down to the station and fingerprinted, why is that part of it objectionable to you?
Because the process is the punishment.
So they shouldn't get a punishment?
No, I'm saying that he shouldn't get a punishment unless he's actually convicted.
I mean, they're the ones who write the... Oh, I would agree. No one should get punished unless they're actually convicted. Why are we only allowing politicians to get due process, though?
Why are you exempting these politicians from the procedure that every other person would have to go through? Wouldn't it benefit Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to actually know what it's like to have handcuffs put on them, taken down to the station, and booked like everybody else?
It would benefit us.
That's what I'm saying.
My concern is not about whether or not these individuals deserve it or not. My concern is what the effect on the groups of the public that believe these people are their political avatars, how they will react to that.
What are you concerned about exactly? How they'll react? What are you worried about?
Civil war.
Over Trump getting arrested?
What do you think is going to happen? If Donald Trump... Let's say this happens. Let's say Donald Trump gets arrested tomorrow, and it's like an actual arrest, not where they're going to beat him and crush his head on the curb like they might to somebody, but where they actually put him in handcuffs and put him in the back of a police cruiser and take him down to the Manhattan police station or courthouse or whatever.
Held without bail.
Well, whether or not he's held without bail is another question, but is that what you're saying is going to cause a civil war?
I'm saying that actually has. The last time we had a civil war can be traced back to one activist individual getting arrested for Harper's Ferry.
I
thought Fort Sumter got fired on, and that was the reason. What's this?
Did Abraham Lincoln arrest this guy or get him arrested?
No. And
you're going to have to tell the story then, because I don't know how many people are familiar with this. What's this story?
Harper's Ferry.
And I'm putting myself on the spot, and I, off the top of my head, it's John something, and I can't remember his name, but he was an activist of his time, and he was a hardcore abolitionist.
Mm-hmm.
And he, at Harper's Ferry, they attacked a state armory in the attempt to steal firearms in order to give them to slaves and start a slave revolt.
Nice.
Yeah. He was arrested and charged. And the reason it's largely considered a prelude to the Civil War is because during his trial, especially during his trial, he very convincingly made the argument that he represented the entire group of people, the abolitionists, that did not believe and did not believe that slavery should exist. And he was right. Don't get me wrong, that he wasn't wrong about that, but he was quite literally inciting violence. And I'm not a. My problem is that
seems more like to me. I feel like that's almost like victim blaming. It's like, oh, because he did that, that's why the Civil War happened. Well, it's like the climate of the time is why it happened. It's because people were being enslaved and other people wanted that to end. It's not because of this man. Like, I mean, if somebody was saying, we get on there all the time and say we need to end the government. People, the climate isn't there yet. People haven't started tearing the government down or anything. It's like it's not really. I don't think it's that guy's fault.
Well, and also,
besides, he's a regular person, and Trump is not.
Well, yeah, and you said this Harper guy.
Again, I'm not trying to blame. I'm trying to blame the individual. I don't.
Well, hold on. You said this John Brown guy was in court when he was calling for revolution, or when he was calling
for
violence.
Well, he's doing it for his whole life.
Okay, well, then the fact that he got arrested and handcuffs put on him wasn't the spark, right? Like, it was the whole process against him. If that was the spark, and I don't know. We're just taking your word at that. So why would Donald Trump actually just having the process done to him, which everybody else has done to them when they get arrested, of being handcuffed and taken down to the police station and booked, why would that aspect specifically be a problem for you, but not him going to court, not him potentially going to prison?
It's not about Donald Trump.
Okay.
It's not about Hillary Clinton.
Okay, well, insert whatever politician there instead, and the question is still valid.
It's about what, not about these people at all. It's about the people that listen to these people. About what these
Okay, like, but why is the process of arrest so objectionable to you, but not the procedure of him going to, or some, whoever it is, going to court, going to trial, being convicted, and being thrown in prison? Why is it okay for you for all of those things to happen, but the actual arrest portion is somehow super objectionable to you?
Because it's about, Donald Trump has openly made it about him.
You're not answering the question. We're trying to take it away from Donald Trump.
But you specifically just said that it's not about Donald Trump, and your answer to the question was it's about Donald Trump.
No, it's not about Donald Trump, and I'm saying Donald Trump is doing this thing. He is making it about him to his own supporters.
Yeah, he's making himself like a martyr.
Of course,
we kind of already said that before, but it's like, what's the solution here? Like, is somebody not supposed to be arrested because they have too much of a following? Like, should, people not get arrested whenever they do things, really bad things, just because they have a following?
No. It seems like you got your head wrapped around the idea that somebody must be arrested before they are prosecuted.
No, I would prefer for people to not be arrested before they're prosecuted for it. Especially in the Crypto 6 case, they could have just showed up with an indictment. We would have been to court.
That would have been great.
Yeah, we've said that for a long time. I just don't understand.
Why do you think politicians should get this nice treatment, but screw giving due process to everyone else?
I'm not saying screw giving due process to everybody else. I'm saying that it is more dangerous at this level. Because there are so many people
He just thinks that people are going to rise up because of Trump.
Dangerous to the system?
No, to society, to people who just walk down the street and try to stay out of the way.
I just really don't think so. Like, this is not a big deal. And Trump's losing popularity. Nobody cares about Trump anymore. I mean, like, there aren't that.
There's
maybe
still some
this
people that care about Trump.
Whether
there's going to be big protests about this or not, I don't know. I know that's what they're expecting in New York City. I just don't get it, Crichton. I mean, what you're saying makes absolutely no sense. We're all trying to make heads or tails of it here in the studio, and I think we're all just bewildered by this. I think we would all agree that it would be great for nonviolent, victimless crimes for those people, if they're going to be arrested, because these stupid crimes are still on the books, that it would be nice if they didn't have to be arrested and instead could just jump straight to the trial process.
Because being arrested is part of the punishment. You shouldn't be punished before you're proven guilty.
I agree, and that's what he said.
I know. We're agreeing with him.
Right, so that's cool and all, but unless they're going to abolish the arresting process for everybody else, then I absolutely think that if Trump's supposed to get prosecuted, he should get arrested, because he should know what it's like to go into the bowels of a courthouse and to be held against your will and to have handcuffs put on you and to be transferred around from big goof to big goon or whatever and go through that process, because these people are so privileged. They have no idea. When Donald Trump says he wants to arrest drug dealers or murder drug dealers, which I think he's most recently been saying, he doesn't even know what the process is like. He has no idea. So the more these people can be treated like the average person, the better, as far as I'm concerned. But thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate the conversation.
And you're absolutely right. Well, they are just average people, right? And that's one of the myths that we have in the United States.
Average, and then his F stinks too, but he's got, millions of dollars, which by definition makes him pretty unusual.
Yeah, but to most people, they believe, politicians are cut from a finer cloth than the average person. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But the average person still believes it. They want special treatment for Trump.
I just don't think that he has enough followers that are going to do something about this, because I mean, they already are completely convinced that, and I would be pretty close to being convinced, honestly, that he got the election stolen from him, but they haven't like risen up and thrown Trump out of the White House, Biden out of the White House, so like it's not a big deal.
If they were going to do something, they'd be outside of Mar-a-Lago right now with a huge throng of supporters, and they would try to like block the police
or
whatever from coming there, and they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
If they were out in front of Mar-a-Lago, we'd already be hearing about it. And maybe they will. Maybe, it's still not Tuesday yet. But we would have heard, like, the news media would be there, and they'd be saying, oh, my God, Trump protesters are out here, and they say they're going to stop the police.
Lead to civil war. I could see that leading, like, armed protesters out there preventing the police from going in and arresting Donald Trump. That could absolutely lead to a civil war.
Because like a human would, I mean, not yeah, a human, a regular person would get hurt in the process, and then people might get seriously mad at the government.
Yeah. No, but, I just mean like armed Donald Trump supporters showing up at Mar-a-Lago or whatever, surrounding the place and saying, hey, cops, you're not getting past us to arrest him.
And because the left is kind of in power right now federally, they are not going to have the same sympathy for a human being killed by the cops. They're going to be like, these Trump supporters are being insurrectionists against the government. And that could possibly do something like that, I guess.
Trump supporters aren't human.
It's not going to happen.
I just don't see it happening. Like people actually going and laying their lives down for Trump. I really just don't.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either. There's already been, you know, sort of a lukewarm response in a lot of cases because Trump left his supporters out to dry after the January 6th situation. And a lot of his most extreme supporters or whatever are currently in federal prison because of that January 6th situation. So how many of the remainder want to go ahead and roll the dice on trying again?
And be left out to dry again.
Let's continue here with this caller. You're on the air. What's your name on Free Talk Live? Go ahead.
I guess you're talking to me because I ain't heard nobody else.
Here
right?
You are. What's your name?
Okay, here I am. Hey, I'm ignoring the guy before me and all this stupid conversation because I want to ask Aria a question. Aria, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, far out. Me and my husband are very conservative right-wing Christians, but we're desperately trying to understand. We need to understand pronouns. Traditionally, pronouns are for the person speaking and for their audience. They are not directed at the person whom they're describing. Can you please, in your opinion, as a trans person, can you please explain their importance in today's society?
I really wish I could. I'm not one of the types of trans people who particularly cares what pronouns people use for me. I mean, if someone were to ask me my preference, I'd say yes, she, her is my preference, but we all have a preference, transgender or cisgender, about what pronouns people use to refer to us. So I don't think that's particularly weird in that regard, and just like you would probably be a little bothered if someone was calling you he, him, I would be a little bothered if someone was using pronouns for me that I don't prefer.
Look, I didn't care if you call me a carrot. I'm not there when you're talking about me. If I'm there, you're going to refer to me by name usually, i.e. Nikki has this problem. You're not going to say he, him, her, she,
but
they.
Sometimes you are. Like, sometimes, especially if it's a group, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, she told me the other day. I mean, like, can you hand this to her? I mean, it will happen. It's not like it. This is the thing my mom says. My mom says, like, I like Aria. If I meet Aria, can I refer to her as, or she said, can I say he, him? Because Aria said that Aria doesn't care on the air. And I was like, but that's not what she meant. She didn't mean she doesn't care what you refer to her at her face. I mean, it is obviously directed at her. She just doesn't, like, you know, rage about it, like, let it get to her type of thing. She's like, it would just be hard
for me. Do you not care or do you care? I mean, what's the...
Well, it depends on what we mean by care,
yeah.
Right? Am I going to let it bother me? No.
Mm-hmm.
But do I have a preference? Yes.
Mm. Yeah, there's a care in there at some level, but it's not a real serious one.
Yeah. I mean, but I care in the same sense that, okay, I don't know, name something trivial that people care about. I don't know. Whether or not there's
football.
Music playing when they
football,
drive to work
yeah.
or something. No, football's not trivial to most people. Most people care about football. The average American cares about football way more than I care about pronouns.
Mm. Did you say your name was Nikki, caller?
I'm in Northwest Georgia, sugar, listening to you on WGOW.
Cool, but did you say your name was Nikki?
I did.
Okay. So, Nikki, I think Nikki's right, though, that most of the talk about pronouns is in reference to conversations that the individual rarely going to even be privy to, right? Like, if I'm sitting in the room with someone, it's you. You're you. You're not he, her, she, him, or, you know, what all that stuff, because that does have to do with the conversations being had about you.
Right. Pronouns are third person,
yeah.
not first
yeah.
or second person. That's absolutely true.
There is the case that Bonnie and I could be having a conversation about you with you in the room and talk about he, she. So, and you could hear that, but the odds that you'll hear those conversations mostly are fairly low, I would think. It's because you're not going to be present for most people. When most people talk about you, they're probably not going to have you. You're not going to be likely privy to the conversation.
Well, I don't know. Like, just the other night, when as we were leaving the bar, or a few weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when, one of my friends said that I wasn't going to be available for it, because the exact words were, she has to go be on television. And she was talking to someone else about me, and I was, we referenced one another quite a lot without speaking directly to that person. I'm confident that if we played back the first 2.5 hours of this show, I've said she and her constantly to refer to Bonnie and vice versa.
Perhaps. I talked about Ian in front of Ian all the time. Like, I'll be talking to our friends with Moose Mart, and I'll be like, he doesn't like what I cooked last night, whatever, you know, all the time. I mean.
Yeah. Nikki, I hope that answered. Did it answer the question for you?
It really does. Thank you all so much.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening there on WGOW in Chattanooga.
And that's the other thing I said to my mom. I was just like, the thing about it is, like, you cannot let something bother you, but you don't want to be around the person. And my mom was like, I'm just old. I like Garia.
I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Well, at least your mom knows her name. The host on NBC called you like Ariana or something.
Ariana
Demezio. That was really Demezio. I hate that. It is so common too. Demezio. I don't know where they get that. I was really shocked that she got my name wrong. Like, almost like to basic. The point of like being offended. Like, do you care so little about this that you couldn't even bother to learn the name of the person you're sitting down with?
The Sue O'Connell person did that, but the other one said Aria Demezio. Almost, I felt like on purpose to make up for it correctly.
Okay, good point. I didn't notice
that was
the
towards
other
the end.
Lady. The other lady was one of the producers of the actual documentary series in Sue O'Connell.
I should have called her on it. I mean, I was sitting right there. I should have. Like, yeah. Actually, it's Aria Demezio, not
I was surprised you stayed quiet.
I don't think I would have either. I was thinking about it. I was like, I probably wouldn't be there. She went right into a question, so it would have been like, it's Aria.
But that said, you really handled yourself very well in that situation.
Okay, we didn't even talk about it. It was a really good interview. I think it was the best one of the Free Staters to
I think
be interviewed.
So, too. I feel like the other Free Staters that have been interviewed, you know, they did their best, and some of them were fine, but I felt like all of them tried to play down their libertarianism.
Right. And also, like,
I don't know how many of them you watched prior to going in. Did you watch any?
No.
Oh, interesting.
As far as the Crypto 6 part, the episode, my friend said she was concerned because she was afraid it wasn't, it didn't get into enough of, like, why the Crypto 6 was doing what they were doing, and I said, she was afraid that it was, like, a hit piece because of that, and I was telling her, I don't really think so, plus they're giving Aria the chance to talk about it, and then you got to get into it, you got to get into, like, cryptocurrency is spreading peace, and, like, why it's, you know, a mission of your church and stuff like that, you know, so it's not like they were, I thought it was really nice they gave you the opportunity, and they also offered it to Ian, gave you guys the opportunity to explain yourselves. It wasn't just like a hit piece.
No,
I don't think at all.
It was a hit piece.
They purposely made it like very fair, but I mean, they're NBC.
Yeah, the whole Free State Project, my take on them was that they were extremely, if not somewhat libertarian themselves, they're extremely sympathetic to libertarians. They were not hostile by any means. I mean, they do work for MSNBC or NBC, but they were allowed to do an 11-part documentary series on the Free State Project. I'm like, guys, they could have just ignored you.
That's right.
Right? They didn't have to do this documentary. Nope. So all this talk about propaganda and being hostile or whatever, like, they did the Free State Project an enormous favor here.
Huge thing. It's amazing. And episode 11, by the way, came out today.
It did.
It's very good. Bonnie and I watched it earlier. Stephen Nass will be their final guest on episode 11's live watch party tonight. There's one more episode that they didn't do last week because of the storm, and that's the one with the bad guy. Sandra Hawkins will be the she'll be the quote-unquote last one, just in the order that they air. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden has issued his first veto, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the message from that is very clear. The president rejected a bill that would have reversed the Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG. While the Biden administration insists it brings more equity to labor investing, and ditching them could jeopardize many people's retirement. In a tweet, though, California's McCarthy said that Biden sided with woke Wall Street over workers. An American who was kidnapped in Africa is now on his way back home.
Jeffrey Woodkey was kidnapped in Niger 6 years ago.
Jeff will be offered the best medical care possible, of course. After a full medical screening, he will be united with his loved ones in the near future.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said it was a multi-pronged effort to find and recover Woodkey. Kirby added, no concessions were made in exchange. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. As always, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Always refreshing when we get some radio listeners calling in, which we actually have happening right now. So that's
all at once, too.
Yeah, all at once.
That's the part that I don't like.
Well, you know, I'll take it whenever we can get it.
I don't know why it is that. It's so weird, but people always seem to call more towards the end.
Well, to be fair to the radio listeners, we actually have more radio stations airing our third hour than any other hour of the live weekday show. So that's one factor.
Sure, but it would be nice if we could have longer conversations with them instead of trying to cram 4 calls into a half-hour segment. I mean, some of you guys called earlier. Sure. We might could have an extensive conversation with you like we did Crichton.
Could happen. It could happen. And that is a thing to remember is if you're listening on the radio, keep in mind one of the most common things that people understandably don't know is that when you're listening, you may or may not be listening live. So if you're hearing the show between the hours of 7 and 10 Eastern time at night, then you're probably listening live. If you're hearing it outside of those hours, before or after, then you're listening to what they call a delay broadcast. You may be listening to tonight's show, but it might be 2 hours after it came on, or 4 hours, or whatever. So just keep that in mind, and if you want to call our show, you don't have to call that night. You can call the next night. So if you're hearing this at 11 p.m. Pacific time or something, you know, later tonight, just make a note about the topic you wanted to call about. Jot the number down, 603-283-6160, and then just mark your calendar to call after 7 p.m. Eastern the following night. We'll be happy to take your calls at that time. But we're going to go to your calls now. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. And I do, by the way, want to say thank you to Brad Jardis, longtime supporter here on Free Talk Live, and a silver member of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Speaking of, you know, great conversion stories, Brad used to be a police officer, and then he turned against the war on drugs, and then they tried to fire him, and then he decided that he didn't want to work for those people anymore. So he's had a kind of an interesting story as well. But thank you, Brad, for the support. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to help support what we do here. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. AMPS.freetalklive.com, and all we ask is for $5 a month, and that's what Brad's doing at silver level, and you get some cool perks, and we certainly appreciate it. It's AMPS.freetalklive.com. All of a sudden, last half hour of the show, the phone lines are completely full. If you're trying to call in right now, you're probably going to get a busy signal. But
why don't we answer one?
We're going to. But what we can do is we can offer you our SIP line, which we don't get the chance to talk about too much. But whenever the phone lines fill up, I'd like to remind you that we do have SIP. It is an internet technology that allows you to use the internet like a phone, kind of. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com and get the instructions on how to call us on that SIP line. That line is wide open, sip.freetalklive.com. Let's start out with JR listening to KINX in Great Falls, Montana on the FM band. JR, you're on Free Talk Live.
And as I wait in my tractor, because I'm 24-hour-a-day guy, out feeding cows, straw and animals, my phone beeps and says the battery's about dead as I'm sitting and waiting. So some of us aren't sitting and have time.
Indeed.
So there's a reason why we can't always call. But
you're here now.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm having a hard time with being a fifth-time generation Montanan and all of a sudden going to be held accountable, or not accountable, but go to jail if I call someone the wrong way, when usually football players, they used to wear a helmet, now they wear a hat, and they don't go to the end zone, they go to the house, and all these words taken out of context. Why is there such a big deal all of a sudden on a he, she, and them? Maybe there's a mistake. They ask, how do you spell your name? I say J-R.
There hasn't been, you know, a law or anything like that in the United States.
My phone's about dead, and you just said you like callers. Please do not interrupt. So then,
oh my God, you've
Christian.
Made a bunch of points I want to, like, reply to one of them. Oh my God, hang up on him, Ian. Oh my God, he's so annoying. You're not going to get arrested for calling somebody the wrong pronoun. No.
I'm an elder, I'm a caller, and
well, you're an idiot.
It's not okay to call names, Bonnie. That's not appropriate.
I don't care.
Want to hear what he has to say. He's trying to make a point.
He needs like a bunch of points. I have something to say. He's just running on. It's annoying.
Because you always interrupt. There's the reasons I'm
never called. No, I don't. I've never even talked to you before.
No, you do it to everybody.
No, I don't.
It's not exactly the way you want, and you want to answer.
No, he wants to give a monologue on the radio, and it's annoying.
Christian is taken out of context. Everybody calls themselves Christians. I wanted to make a good point.
He's talking about something else now. We can't even reply to what he's talking about. Why? It's boring.
I can't, because I'm talking over someone, so I can't make my point.
Okay.
I want to hear what he has to say. I get you're frustrated by it, Bonnie, but I do want to hear what he has to say. So go ahead. If you can wrap up your point, JR.
I'm an old school rancher here, so I'm not up to your new ways deal. So the word Christian, taken out of context, if the Bible was the way it was as Christian, but all the different theologies, Mormons, Catholics, Baptists, all these, they all call him, my goodness.
Fine.
Just talk to someone else who has something to say. This is annoying me because we have how much time left? We have 22
minutes
left.
I would like to have him try to make a point. And please, just let him go for a moment so I can hear what he's trying to say. I'm not even sure what he's trying to say.
That's why, because he started off talking about something else. I have something to say to
it. Just hang on, okay? Go ahead, please.
So people are put in that category when they call themselves Christians, when they don't understand the difference in the theologies of all the different religions. So the word is taken out of context. I don't call myself a Christian anymore because I am a spiritual believer in Jesus, period. you guys sometimes talk about the Bible being contradicted, and that's not understanding how there's a difference between law and grace, how the Bible is spoken to. So again, all these different words are taken out of context. I love French fries, but I love my wife. So is the his, the her, and this and that? Why all of a sudden now am I going to be arrested if
I accidentally
call?
Who's proposing to arrest you?
Was that interrupting him? Because that's exactly what I did. There's just not a law in America where you're going to get arrested for calling someone the wrong pronoun at all. If maybe if you go
on
to Canada, and we've already said that that is wrong. See, now I'm talking, he's talking. It is wrong to get arrested for not calling somebody the right pronoun.
Okay, but yeah, but you do have to have a conversation, JR, and you know,
no,
I think
I'm trying.
No, you're not trying.
I wound up and I was had a conversation until she just jumped all over me, disrespected her elder. When she
I don't care if you're older than me. If you're stupid, you're stupid.
There's no guarantee that you get respect just because you got born before somebody. You got to earn.
I understand that.
You got to earn your respect in life.
Maybe you don't. I mean,
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Okay, but what makes you think that there's a law against calling somebody the quote-unquote wrong pronouns? Where did that come from?
Biden has just been talking about that, and they had a deal on the news after he talked that a person who was a male but dressed as a woman working at a convenience store, and the person coming up to buy something called him a him, and he says, I'm not a him, I'm a her, and he says, I can see you're a him, and it went on, and so then they called the cops, and that person got arrested. So,
for what?
There was probably something else involved. There was probably something like this person needed to leave, got asked to leave, and wouldn't leave. I mean, when you're on somebody's private property, are you allowed to just stand there and argue with them about what pronoun they should be called?
JR, I think that there probably was something else going on in that circumstance, but
exactly,
it wouldn't surprise me.
That's why I'm trying to make conversation.
Yeah, but it wouldn't surprise me if somebody did propose this. Like, there's so many people out there that are just looking for a reason to be offended, and they believe that their being offended should be a criminal act, and so therefore crime charges should be brought. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you waiting on the line there, and you know, I get, Bonnie, that you were frustrated by him. And I
didn't interrupt him any more than you interrupted him. I mean, it's just annoying. I don't want to listen to... Who wants to sit and listen to the radio of some guy monologuing about three different subjects and with nobody else responding
to it? Well, that's why I wanted to have him at least get the chance to make some kind of point so we could respond to it. I felt like maybe it was a little early on in your case. But regardless, let's go on here. We got Perry on the line calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Perry.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate this a lot. What I wanted to say is that there's many, many reasons why they must try to take Trump to court. And I'll tell you why. Is because one of the many reasons is that people that go to a Trump rally, for instance, if you can imagine this now, even in the future, they learn more, believe it or not, in 1 hour than they'd learned in 4 years of college. And
just to clarify, Trump, you're saying Trump, that the people who go to the rally learn more from the rally in an hour?
They learn more about politics than they do at any college, not Hillsdale College or Liberty College. There's good colleges out there, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I'm trying to say is that the people... for instance, Trump there was more jobs than any time in the history of the United States when he was president. He did that. Now, he wasn't perfect. I'm just saying, the point is he was getting allowing energy. He did a lot of good things.
How did Donald Trump create a single job that wasn't a bureaucratic position within his administration?
Well, how he did it was one of the he did it in many ways, but what he did is he called in all these big shots that owned like Goya Foods and all these big shots that owned Chevron and whoever, all these CEOs, and he brought them all in, and he had them sitting at a huge table. And they, a conference table, and he talked to them, and he listened to what they had to say, and he did that more than once. He did it several times. This guy is nobody's given credit for
Donald
Trump.
That's not how you
like
create jobs.
I'm telling you.
So the CEO of Chevron and Goya created jobs.
No, I'm saying, listen, in my personal opinion, our government is way too big, okay?
And okay, we agree with that.
And we're, okay, thank you. I lean libertarian. I think I told you, I called before, and I let you know that I worked on a presidential campaign for Ed Clark as a libertarian back in 1980.
That's 40 years ago.
I worked
as
a political activist. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not getting any younger. But the point I'm saying is that there's one more thing I want to mention real quick too, because people, I think in general, think that a lot of the gay people support the Democrats, right? But if you look at it, we've got log cabin
Republicans.
I believe it's,
yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yep, there are
that's
some
right.
gay Republicans.
We've got,
that's
we've
true.
Got, and also we've
I've never
got,
heard that term.
There's a lot of gay libertarians
Caitlin,
too, by the way.
We've got Caitlyn Jenner too, and she's a conservative.
Right. No, okay, I can't have her. You're kind of all over the place here, Perry. And I just want to kind of slow things down.
I'll just stick to what I was saying about Trump, though, because Trump.
Okay, well let's stop there for
a
moment.
Not he's not Perry. Perfect, but we got to.
Okay.
One last thing. Can I say one last thing real fast?
All right, go ahead.
If we could get him in for 4 years, and then DeSantis for the next. Eight years after that, then I think we could start to maybe turn this, get the government where the people are the government again a little bit.
There's no reason
to
believe that would be the case at all.
12 years of a conservative hellscape with
just to
Trump
start
and
to turn
DeSantis?
It around. Just to start to turn it around in that case. No, I wish that had any kind of truth to it, but the reality is you can see what happens when the Republicans are in office. Not only when you have a Republican president, but when you have a complete Republican Congress and the government gets bigger, it gets more intrusive, the police state grows, we see more government oppression, just like during the Democrats. There's no difference.
What just occurred to me, my whole life, it's been Democrat, when I was born, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. It's never been like, you know, twice in a row the same. I don't know. I'm just
everyone's
thinking.
Always frustrated. Well, they're always disappointed, so they want to switch and give someone else a try.
Reagan had it twice in a row, and didn't Bush?
No, I think she means we never had a Democratic president and then a different Democratic president.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. It wouldn't make any difference.
Can I say one last thing, and I'll hang up?
Well, you can say one last thing, but I want to actually have a conversation rather than listening to Perry, you know, say things. So, what makes you think that Trump and DeSantis would somehow be able to change anything in Washington, D.C.? Why do you believe that?
Well, okay, now look it. One of the reasons I believe that is Trump's already been in. Okay, so now he knows.
And the government got bigger.
He knew how corrupt it was. Now wait a minute, he couldn't control all that because of the pandemic.
Russell got out of jail, so wait a minute, he didn't pardon Edward Snowden.
He knows the people better. So by having somebody like him in, he's got more experience on what to do now. He needed the first four years
to figure it out. Right, and now he's going to really drain the swamp. I mean, it's amazing how easily fooled people can be. Perry, wake up, man.
I made up my own quote, by the way. I made up a quote. Can I just tell you the quote real quick?
Yeah, sure. That's what people do. They say things. Go ahead.
Yeah. Liberty lives forever in America.
No, the United States
that's
at least
quote.
Is going to end.
That's my quote. No, that's my quote.
Thank you, Perry.
Anyway,
thank
America
you for the call, man.
America can't live forever, so it's a fallacy. It's a nullity.
I do appreciate your call, and I'm glad that we were able to have this sort of a conversation.
And he was kind of, you know, good-humored. That's why.
Yeah, he's not yelling at us, at least, in that case. But
I like that we can have a conversation with a Trump supporter.
Yeah, and it's just like, hello,
But you can keep Caitlyn Jenner.
The delusion of the Trump supporter to say that, well, he needed the first 4 years to just get his feet wet. He had to kind of figure things out, but now you just give him 4 more years, and then his political opponent, DeSantis.
If it takes that long to just figure things out, what could he even if that was true, mm-hmm. what could he accomplish in the next 4 years that would be so great if it takes 4 years to
just figure things out? Yeah. No, he's not
going to
go in there and fire everybody. He's not going to go in there and clean house at all. He's going to go in there and do the same crap he did, which is bring attention to himself, which is entertaining, mind you. I mean, I would rather have the entertainment of Trump than the bumbling of Biden. It's just more fun to watch Trump S post or whatever. But
it is. But Biden's gonna beat when he's like rambling about Corn Pop being a bad dude.
Sure,
like,
but he doesn't have to do that often.
I know, but when he does, he's better than Trump.
It is a lot of fun to watch that. That's true. But Biden has been more warmongery, I think, than Trump has done. I mean, so, yeah, picking one evil master over another.
Biden is worse because he did all the bad things that Trump did, like, you know, immigration stuff.
He kept that going. Yeah.
And then he started a war. I mean, I think he helped start the war in Ukraine, but I guess there's no proof of that. But
I mean, his son went there and, like, did business deals with them behind
the scenes. He stopped drilling in America, which drove up the price of
oil. Oh, now he's going to start drilling
oil.
In America.
No, but that drove up the price of oil, and then that's what gave Russia the money to go to war, is what people say.
I mean, people who are otherwise critical of the war machine and expansionism and these other issues that you brought up, Bonnie, they're not taking these issues when Biden is the one doing them. The immigrants at the border, and the ones that are being held in cages, prison, family separated, that was the...
They're all quiet about that.
Yeah. They criticize Trump for that. The danger of Biden is that once we get that Democrat in there and those policies continue, there are still families being separated at the border, people. There are still people being held in prisons for just coming here in America today. And no one's saying anything about it because, it's Biden now. Biden closed all those.
No, he
just
didn't.
Just like Obama got us out of Iraq and closed Gitmo. No.
No, he didn't.
It's ongoing.
The ignorance is just so shocking to me. To be a Republican, I mean, that caller did not sound young. The caller sounded a little bit older, right, than most of us in this room. So you've been through, and in fact, he said he worked on the Ed Clark campaign 40 years ago, right? So he's probably in his 60s, at least. And so, you know, you've been through many elections. You've seen Republican administrations. You've seen the Republicans in complete control over the federal government. And you know what they did? Made it bigger. They made it bigger. Ronald Reagan made it bigger. George Bush, the original, made it bigger. George Bush the second made it bigger. And now Donald Trump made it bigger. They all made it bigger. Because they all want to reward their friends and punish their enemies, because that's what people in search of power do with power once they get it. They don't get into power and then just say, well, we got to get rid of all this power. And that's what they say to get elected, but they don't actually do it. And yet you keep falling for it.
See, that's what scares me about libertarians is exactly that.
Is if they get into power.
Yeah, and we do have a fairly good success rate here in New Hampshire, at least for our state representatives, which doesn't really have a lot of power for them to become drunk with. But, like, man, you're asking a lot of me to make you president or governor or senator and trust that you're going to... What the House Speaker...
You can't trust him.
The House Majority Leader, Jason Osborne.
Free stater.
Yes. Libertarian up there saying now, like, I no longer exist as a person. I am just a vessel through which your ideas flow or
Could
whatever.
Could he possibly believe it?
He suddenly believes in representation of, you know, he represents 10,000
people. This guy, Jason Osborne, was a sponsor of this show. He was an angel-level sponsor. Like, he was just sponsoring us because of our libertarianism.
Right.
And at the time, he was an anarchist. The word he would have used to describe himself was an anarchist. And now, what you're referring to is a clip from one of these episodes of the NBC Boston documentary series, which people should see. It's really excellent. NBCBoston.com/freestate, where he literally claims that he has no opinions and he's only there to do what the people want him to do, which is like the most unbelievable, ridiculous thing for somebody to say. I mean, does he have his fingers crossed behind his back at that time? I mean, because who's buying this?
Well, I don't want to
suggest... Does anyone believe that?
I think he does. I don't want to suggest that he's unlibertarian, but...
He's still a libertarian, I think, to some extent.
Yeah.
And I think I cannot believe that he's not hiding some of his true beliefs. The whole idea, what he wants you to believe...
For a documentary
is that he's
about the Free State Project, though?
What he wants you to believe is that he's changed his mind about anarchy and that he's now just a small government conservative. And maybe that's true. I don't know the guy well enough to say one way or another, right? Like, he and I don't talk very often. When I see him, it's just friendly and, you know, hey, how you doing? We talk maybe about some of the bills in the state house. So I don't know. I don't know. But I know one thing's for sure. No one can possibly believe the statement that I don't have any opinions. I'm just doing what the people want me to do.
I don't believe it when any other politician says anything like that either. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Impossible.
No, yeah. And this is a libertarian, a free stater, so it's really hard for me to trust elected politicians who want to shrink the government.
I agree. There's no doubt. Let's continue here, though. We got Sean on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. Hey. Just wanted to quick shout out to Bonnie here. I know I'm with the Liberty Policy Alliance, and I know she had talked to Zolfi about wanting to get involved. So I just want to announce on the air that Bonnie would be going forward. Bonnie will be the spokesperson for the Liberty Policy Alliance going forward. I say going forward twice, but you know.
Wow! Congratulations, you know what I mean. Bonnie. What does this mean, Sean? What is the Liberty Policy Alliance? What is the goal of this alliance?
So the phrase we use is advancing liberty in our lifetime. We want to advocate for policy solutions that sit in state legislatures across the country that move the Overton window in the libertarian direction. Whether it's via grassroots advocacy or direct lobbying, we plan on having as many hands in the pot as possible. So we're really excited to have Bonnie on board.
It's really cool because, like, I joined YAL for, like, one, I forget what they call it, like, That's campaign.
Young Americans for Liberty.
Sorry, Young Americans for Liberty. And, like, independent of me, like, three of my best friends from it created, maybe it's only two, I don't know, created Liberty Policy Alliance. And I was just like, that's so cool because I wasn't a part of them creating it.
So is let me see if I can understand the difference here. So Young Americans for Liberty seems to be trying to get certain candidates elected. Are you saying that your focus, Sean, will be to focus on people who are already in office and getting them to support Liberty
policies?
Yes, we're gonna get them. We're gonna pressure politicians at the doors and in the legislature by talking to their constituents and taking their concerns of their constituents to them and encouraging their constituents to reach out to them. And we're going to hopefully advance libertarian ideals, whether we have to give a few Indian sunburns to a few statists along the way, putting it nicely.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with this. It sounds like it, I don't know if you're familiar with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, but it sounds a lot like maybe a national version of what they're doing. Are you familiar with them?
A little bit. Y'all has this, Young Americans for Liberty has this thing called the Hazlet Action Program where they're already doing what we're planning on doing. We're just taking that model and expanding it, essentially. We're using grassroots door knocking to advance libertarian policy positions rather than advance libertarian or liberty candidates.
So where can people go to learn more?
You can check out our website at libertypolicyally.org. We've also got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can look us up on Liberty Policy Alliance.
We have Odyssey
for those of you who we don't have Odyssey. I'll have to talk to my team about getting on Odyssey, but we can definitely. I definitely think we can have Odyssey. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time.
Hey, thank you, Sean.
3 minutes left, and you probably have one more caller.
Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you here. Unfortunately, we did have somebody else, so I'll have to put that person on hold and encourage them to call in tomorrow night.
Good night for calling.
I don't want to give somebody 20 seconds. It's just not fair.
Unless it's David. Is it David?
It's not him, no. Somebody else. All right, so more coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our social media site where you can express yourself at social.freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.